From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. CNN is reporting that the U.S. Supreme Court on June 23rd struck down a New York law limiting those who can carry concealed weapons. Governor Kathy Hochul called the ruling, and I quote, outrageous, end quote, especially during, and I quote, a moment of national reckoning on gun violence, end quote. Hochul said she may call a special legislative session, pass a new law in response. She tweeted, and I quote, just as we swiftly pass nation-leading gun reform legislation, I will continue to do everything in my power to keep New Yorkers safe from gun violence, end quote. The court's decision was 6-3, split on political positions, with Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, John Roberts, Burt Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett voting to strike down New York's gun law, and Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, Alina Kagan dissenting. Thomas wrote in the majority decision, and I quote, because the state of New York issues public carry licenses only when an applicant demonstrates a special need for self-defense, we conclude that the state licensing regime violates the Constitution, end quote. New York officials predicted that the murder and suicide rate in New York would likely rise after the ruling. New York Attorney General Letitia James tweeted that her office, and I quote, will continue to do everything in our power to protect New Yorkers from gun violence and preserve our state's common sense gun laws, end quote. The ruling may lead to others. Steve Vladeck, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, said, and I quote, beyond voiding the laws of the six states that, like New York, condition the right to carry in public on a discretionary judgment by state officials, the majority's expansion of what the Second Amendment protects will have monumental ramifications far beyond carrying firearms in public. On everything from age restrictions to assault weapons bans to limits on high-capacity magazines, end quote. Read more about this story at CNN. Bill Williams reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Department of Public Works closed indefinitely the Stahl Bridge, which crosses the Roloff Jansen Kill on Pleasantville Road between Claremont and Livingston on June 21st because of deterioration. Officials are instead having cars detour on Route 9 and East Curly Corners Road in Dutchess County. The bridge was a one-lane steel deck bridge with a 5-ton weight limit. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that New York environmental conservation officers and spill responders were in Catskill Creek in the village of Catskill to clean up a diesel spill from a boat. Environmental officers deployed approximately 100 feet of hard boom and 75 feet of absorbent boom to contain the spill. The stainless steel diesel tank on a boat leaked and its bilge pump released an unknown amount of diesel fuel into the creek. The DEC is monitoring the cleanup area, but contained the spill. The Catskill Creek flows into the nearby Hudson River. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.